something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, The Lordship of Jesus.
Worship Him and thank Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness, for your presence with us today. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, our teacher and our guide. Now our hearts and our minds are open to hear and receive the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Did you have a beautiful week? Are you sure? Turn around, look who's there. Turn around, just look around and say, who's there? Well, you can see them now. Say, glad to see you, brother. Glad to see your sister. Praise God. You love Jesus. Sure you love Jesus? Then take your Bible. Say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Thank you for your presence with me. Thank you for loving me. Hallelujah. Well, you not only travel with your Bible, you read it. It's nice to travel with it, but if you don't read it, then it will not save you. I want us to share some beautiful things today. Hallelujah. Just as every human person is important to God, and God doesn't say, well, I got a lot of people, whatever happens to some, let it go. He's got a lot of people, but every individual person is important to God. You are unique. No one was ever like you. No one is like you today, and no one will ever be like you. In God's timetable, no 2 days are the same. Every day, God has a specific and definite plan to do something to your life that's positive, that can help you become the man or woman that God designed you to be. He programmed your life. And the only way you let that programming of God become not only effectual, but influential to other people, is by giving yourself wholly to God's plan for your life, by presenting yourself to the influence of the Word of God. It's important. Hallelujah. You know, one amazing thing about human beings is that a lot of them, almost all their life, never come to terms with what is really important. Most of them live a whole life without ever knowing why they came. A lot of people live a whole life without ever knowing why they were born. Doing everything else except that thing for which God brought them to this world. What a waste of life. What a waste of life. You know, it's one thing to say, this is what I want to do with my life. But have you ever found out what God wants to do with your life? Did you ever stop to think that you needed to know from Him the reason you were born? Except, of course, if you think your parents were the one who brought you to this world, but they're not. They didn't plan for you. They wanted to have a child, not you. They didn't know you were coming. And then you came. And for some time they were glad until they discovered who you were. Hallelujah. Well, thanks be unto God, the only one who really knows you, the only one who really has a plan for your life. Don't you think it's wiser to deal directly with Him about your life? Don't live an empty life, for many do. Don't live an empty life. It's too short for you to mess it up. Remember, there were people who lived up to 900 years and more. But those 900 years have long ended and they're gone. How long do you want God to give to you? You want 300 years? Some lived longer than that one time and the 300 years came to a close. How long do you want? So life is not rich by reason of its length. It's rich by reason of its accomplishment in God. Now I want you to notice that. Life's accomplishment in God. There's a great difference between what God sees your life to be and what men see your life to be. You know, many times when they're burying somebody, they make an oration and then they tell everybody how good that man was and how kind he was and all what he achieved. Well, the question is, did he do those things for Jesus? Because it's only the ones he did for Jesus that will last. Hey, come on here. There's only one person that really counts. His name is Jesus. The Bible says we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, Jesus. He didn't say we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. I want you to notice the difference. So anybody could say, well, depending whatever religion, one day you're going to give account. No, the Bible says everybody will give an account to Jesus. Not to whatever God you serve. To Jesus. And then the Bible says, there is no other name under heaven given among men by which you must be saved. No other name except Jesus. Make no mistakes about it. Only Jesus is the name for salvation. So, if you're here, you can decide you want to worship through Buddha or through Muhammad or Krishna or Confucius. Yeah. Confucius was confused. You can decide you want to worship God through some of the other names your great-grandfather worshipped. A man was given a certain experience. He was not a Christian. He didn't believe in Jesus. But his mother believed in Jesus and had been praying for him. And then something happened to him and he died. And arrived at the gates of hell. When he got to hell, he said, "Where am I?" A voice spoke and said, "You are in hell." He said, "I don't believe in hell." The voice said, "Yes, many here didn't believe in hell." He said, "Many here didn't believe in hell." So it doesn't matter that you believe or you don't believe. Come on, talk to me. Hey, somebody told you are in Nigeria right now. How'd you know? Because they told you. What is Nigeria? Talk to me now. Do you feel? Is there a feeling? Is there a Nigerian feeling when you come into Nigeria? You're here because that's what they told you. Some of you even believe in your father and your mother, that they are your dad and mom, because they told you. That guy you call your brother, the son of your mother, you met him in the house. Somebody told you. You were not there. Were you there when you were born? They said, "This woman's your mother." You see, you've always known her to be your mother. Does that make her your mother? "But I look like her." It's got nothing to do with it. You would look like somebody you grew up with. Never forget it. Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. A man was given a certain experience. He was not a Christian. He didn't believe in Jesus. But his mother believed in Jesus and had been praying for him. And then something happened to him and he died. And arrived at the gates of hell. When he got to hell, he said, "Where am I?" A voice spoke and said, "You are in hell." He said, "I don't believe in hell." The voice said, "Yes, many here didn't believe in hell." He said, "Many here didn't believe in hell." It doesn't matter that you believe or you don't believe. Come on, talk to me. Hey, somebody told you are in Nigeria right now. How'd you know? Because they told you. What is Nigeria? Talk to me now. Do you feel? Is there a feeling? Is there a Nigerian feeling when you come into Nigeria? You're here because that's what they told you. Some of you even believe in your father and your mother, that they are your dad and mom, because they told you. That guy you call your brother, the son of your mother, you met him in the house. Somebody told you. You were not there. Were you there when you were born? They said, "This woman's your mother." You see, you've always known her to be your mother. Does that make her your mother? "But I look like her." It's got nothing to do with it. You would look like somebody you grew up with. Never forget it. Any face. You better be careful in your life. Any face you see constantly while you're growing up is what you're going to look like. Boy, I'm telling you. Those of you young parents who like leaving your little children with house girl and house boy, guess what? That's what they're going to resemble. You better be careful. You know, some of them women, they had a child. Daddy always left home early in the morning, came back late at night. And then only the landlord, who was always coming to say hello to the woman and the children. And then later on they said the woman gave birth and the child resembled landlord. The landlord didn't have anything to do with the woman and the child. He was just visiting. And children resemble who they see. You better be careful. Hallelujah. That's a fact of life. Even married people, after many years of being together, they start looking alike. Sometimes good, sometimes bad, depending on what the other one looked like. Everyone is responsible for his face. After the age of 5, you're responsible for your face. You can't blame your mother or your father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody said, I don't like my wide nose. Where did you get it from? Say, it's my parents. No. It was all that time you were doing like this. Always putting your... That's what broadened it. Now you're trying to bring it together. It's too late. Praise God. All right, are you still here now? Okay, thank you. I want to share with you something very important. The Lordship of Jesus. You know, that's how we get saved. Now, would you turn to Romans chapter number 10? I want to read something to you here. Romans chapter 10 from verse 9. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, say mouth.
Mouth.
One more time, mouth.
Mouth.
If thou, who's thou? It's talking to everybody, see. If thou, you, if thou shalt confess, if you shall confess with your mouth, the Lord Jesus. Now, better rendering is the Lordship of Jesus. Confess that Jesus is Lord. To confess, the word confess here means to say the same thing in consent. In other words, that Jesus is Lord is not a statement that's coming from you. He says that God already said so. For the Bible says he has made Jesus both Lord and Christ. So when it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, the Greek word confess is homologia, meaning speaking the same thing in consent. That means you're saying it in agreement with God. So when you say Jesus is Lord, he's telling you, you are not making a light statement. You are making a statement that God himself has already made in consent with him. So if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believing in thine heart, look at it right there, and shalt believe in thine heart. What is your heart? Your spirit. You see, you don't believe with your mind. And this is very, very important. See, there's a lot of people who don't realize that you can't believe with your mind. So sometimes they ask us stupid questions. They say, you say that Jesus was born of a virgin. I said, but you were not there. How can you say you believe that? Because we believe with our spirit. Man doesn't believe with the mind. He believes with his spirit. Believing is not a thing of the mind. It's with the spirit. And to believe with your spirit, you can believe something you've never seen. That's the ability of the human spirit. The human spirit was made in the image and likeness of God. Image of God means in the form, looking like God. Likeness of God means to function like God. And how does God function? The Bible shows us that God functions by faith and by love. See, he functions by faith and by love. God is love, the Bible says. Everything he does is an act of love. And God is a faith God. He's a faith God. He lets us know without faith it is absolutely impossible to please God. See, and everything that he did as an act of faith. The Bible says, by faith, the worlds were framed by the word of God. He acted by faith and spoke creation into being. Hallelujah. So God is a faith God. So when the Bible says that man was made in the image and likeness of God, it means that man was made to look like God. That's the image of God. And then the likeness of God, meaning to function like him. He functions like God. So you are able to believe something you have never seen with your optical eyes. You're able to accept things that you have never felt. Because you are greater than your senses. See, the problem with many people is that they live according to their senses. Well, that's the natural man. That's the natural man. The natural man lives according to his senses. He needs sensory proofs for everything about his life. He's got to have sensory proofs. The teachers of that man are his five senses. If he cannot relate with something through his five senses, he cannot accept them. That's the natural man. Until the gospel of Jesus Christ imparts faith to his spirit. It's only the gospel that imparts faith to your spirit, the faith of God. He brings light to your spirit. Because the word of God, the Bible says, is light. Hallelujah. When the word comes to you, it brings the light of God into your spirit. And suddenly, when you accept it, you are awakened spiritually to the fatherhood of God. You recognize him as your father. You know he's real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, in your spirit, believe in your spirit that God hath raised him from the dead. He says, thou shalt be saved. You believe with your spirit, you believe with your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Do you believe it? Do you really believe it? Do you believe it? Some people say, well, I'm a Christian, but I don't believe it. You're not a Christian, because that is the prerequisite for salvation. If you don't believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, you are not a Christian. Even if you have a minister's collar, doesn't make any difference. You may be called a prophet, doesn't make any difference. You may be called an evangelist. You don't believe God raised Jesus from the dead, you are not a Christian. Hallelujah.
Is there anyone that's discouraged? Is there anyone who is straying away, straying from the gospel, walking in darkness when there is the light of life? Oh, we dispatch ministry in spirits to go forth and cause them to come back in the name of Jesus. We pray that the word of God will be stirred up again in their hearts. But the love of Christ will be real to them again. Oh, that the power of the Holy Ghost will come upon every one of them. In the name of Jesus. Now, some of you are worried about your kid. Because of you, that child would turn out well. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke the hand of Satan from that child. I rebuke foolishness from that child. I turn away the hand of evil from that child. I release wisdom, guidance. The presence of God is over your children. They have health by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Ghost, by the Holy Ghost. And even I see like a sickness, an infirmity. That doesn't seem to be going away. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I rebuke that evil. I command it to depart from your home, to depart from your family. In the name of Jesus. The word of God is producing results for you. The faith that has come into your spirit through the word is working. It's producing results. There's divine favor for you.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@loveall360.com. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveall360.com. God bless you.
One word from God can change your life forever.